You know, it's not too late for you to do the Holiday Blitz. I know, we did it live a week or so ago, but you can still watch the replays and download the printables through December 15th, 2022. So head on over to organize365.com/blitz. And today, I have a special replay of a webinar that I did with Jessica, the CEO of Ultimate Bundles. Jessica and I talked about her holidays in advance, and we hit on a couple of things that we don't typically tend to plan for, like, what do we do when a family member disappoints us? Or what do we do when we think we're supposed to put something up or we're supposed to do something, but yet we really don't want to? Listen in to this pre-recorded webinar that we're now turning into a podcast to hear how I answered these questions for Jessica, and we have a conversation about the holidays. Along the way, Jessica shared with me a lot of the fun things that she does with her girls that I had never thought about doing with my kids, and I might be adding a few of those things to my holidays as well. Either way, whether you do the Holiday Blitz or not, or you find this podcast after the Holiday Blitz, I hope that you have a very special holiday season at the end of the year, and that you're able to enjoy the time with your family and do what works inside of your budget, emotionally, financially, fiscally, and inside of your time.
So I'm going to read this, Lisa, too, because I don't want to get it wrong. So Lisa Woodruff is the founder and CEO of Organize 365. Lisa, along with 87% of Americans, believe that organization is a learnable skill. Yet less than 18% of those Americans feel that they are organized. I definitely fit into that bucket. Through Organize 365 courses, she aims to teach the skill of organization and how to unlock their time for what they are uniquely created to do. So welcome, Lisa. Now, I'm ready to dive in whenever you are.
All right. So Jessica, I am so excited. I am the founder and CEO at Organize 365. My history is I'm a school teacher. Like, I went to college to be a school teacher. All I ever wanted to be was a stay-at-home mom. And I was blessed with the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom. And then when I turned 40, I started Organize 365 and was doing in-home professional organization. And then I realized organization was a learnable skill. And over the last 8 years, I've been podcasting at Organize 365 to really come alongside mostly women in getting their lives organized. And here's the thing, Jessica, the reason why you feel like, oh yeah, I'm unorganized. You're not. You are not unorganized. You run a company. Like you clearly are an organized person, but especially women take, let's just face it, we're always working. We're doing the cleaning.
Very and
the
true.
Like, there's just so many things we're doing. And if you have spouses and houses and kids, like, each one of those is a job. And so what I am so excited to do here today is to really just have a conversation. Like, for the next 30 minutes, Jessica, we are literally going to proactively plan the next 2 months of your life so that you are going to confidently go into Thanksgiving and whatever December holidays you have planned and anything else that's on your agenda for November and December. You're going to, in 30 minutes from now, have a complete plan. And most importantly, you're going to eliminate all kinds of stuff that you've been doing every single year reactively that have caused all kinds of stress. And the reason why this is important and why we're doing this is because you and me feels like if we buy one more thing, do one more thing, decorate one more thing, send one more card, we get to check that off our checklist. And then somehow we get an A+ at the holidays. But what we don't do is we don't show up refreshed, relaxed, and ready to make memories with our friends and family. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to have more time to drink that extra glass of wine and laugh than to have one more decoration purchased and put up at your house that no one is going to recognize anyway.
So that sounds first, amazing.
Let's start it. Tell everyone and me who lives in your house with you, and if you have children, how old the kids are.
Yep. So in our house, there's myself, my husband, and then I have two girls. I have a 14-year-old and I have a 9-year-old.
Great. And how long have you lived in your house?
We've lived here 4 years.
And what holidays will you celebrate between now and New Year's?
So we'll celebrate Thanksgiving. Christmas and then New Year's Eve.
And without like asking anyone in your family, when you think about Thanksgiving, is Thanksgiving at your house? Is it at somebody else's house?
It'll be at our house. I usually host Thanksgiving.
And does anybody come and join you in your house?
Just one person, typically, just my aunt. And then sometimes we get the in-laws, my in-laws, I should say, for dessert.
And do you know if they're coming this year for dessert?
We don't. It's always last minute.
It's always last. So we should just expect they're coming?
Yeah, we could probably expect they're coming. That's a good
point. So this is a great, little teaching moment. Inside of your body, what just happened when I said, do you know if they're coming?
Well, I figured they were coming, but I don't, they don't commit officially. So I'm like,
So do you get more frustrated when you don't know they're coming and they end up coming, or when you think they're coming and then they don't show up?
I would say when I think they're coming and they don't show up.
Don't show up. Okay. And is it, and you don't have to share all this on a webinar with thousands of people, but internally everybody can process. It's one or the other. Either it's like, oh my gosh, they showed up and I did not have this. Like I wasn't expecting you, or I was expecting you and then you didn't show up. Now here's the bottom line. Dessert is like what? $20 for pies. Like it's not the money. It's not the money. It's not the quantity of food, because we all buy way too much food. So you're going to have enough. It's the expectation they're going to come and then they don't, or the expectation that they're not coming and then they show up. And that is the unexpected. So here's our first teaching moment. You need to be happy with either one, and you need to figure out how that you come to peace with the fact that they say they're coming and then they don't show up, or that they show up and you didn't think they were coming. So which one makes you feel more prepared, that you're expecting that they come and they don't show up, or that you're just, you know, they don't show up and if they show up, great, or they don't?
Probably if they show up, great. You know, okay. If not.
You're going to plan your Thanksgiving for five people for dinner plus seven people for dessert. They come, they come. If they don't, they don't. More pie for you. And now you don't even, like, if they were RSVP or not, doesn't matter, because you're already going to have enough stuff for them, and either they're at the door or they're not. You no longer have to think about this from now for the next 20 years. They could show up, not show up. Your husband could tell you not to. Oh, they're coming. They could change their mind 18 times. You're like, great, great.
Right.
Change your menu. It's never going to change your menu from here on out. You're always going to buy the extra pie or whatever it is you have for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is proactively planning your holidays, figuring out what derails you. And the whole, like, it's a great Thanksgiving. And then you're like ticked because they didn't come. And you're like,
right.
You great things, right?
And it's such a minor thing. It's such a simple minor thing.
Okay. So let's go to Christmas. Do you do anything for Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve. Every other year is different. So every other year we have Christmas with my family. This year we do not. This year we have nothing.
The four of you.
Yes.
Okay. And is your family out of town?
It is not. It is local.
Okay.
Or they are local.
You won't see them at all Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
No, because what we do is we have a different weekend kind of associated for our family Christmas on my side before Christmas.
Okay. Perfect. But that's going to happen this year, right?
It is.
Okay. So that'll be before or after, but we'll do Christmas with mommy and dad?
Yep.
Okay. And is that at your house or their house?
It's at their house.
Okay. And is that just like, this is the same every single year. There's not much you have to do other than show up.
Right. We do snacks. We just do snacks all day.
And do you bring any?
I do. I usually bring one like hors d'oeuvre thing, appetizer.
And do you always bring the same thing?
I don't.
So you do a different thing every year?
I kind of do.
Doing a different thing every year?
Whatever I feel in the moment.
Do you like to be more planned, or do you like to be more spontaneous, like leave a little bit of space for magic?
I'm kind of spontaneous. I'm a magical type of person.
Okay. Tell me about the girls. Do the girls like to cook?
My oldest is a baker. She loves to bake. And youngest likes to partake, but makes a mess.
Okay. Do either of them like to do the decorating at the holidays?
Yes. They both like to help for the first 15 minutes.
Okay.
So no.
Okay, so going to decorating. Decorating is a big button of mine because I do all the same thing. Nobody ever helps me, but yet they like it when it's all done and they never want me to take it down. So we're going to sideline the family. And I just want to talk about you, Jessica. What do you like about the holiday decorations that you put up? Do you do Thanksgiving and Christmas? Just Christmas? What do you do?
We do very little for like fall decorations. I like to have my Halloween and my Thanksgiving kind of just fall related because I don't want to have to change them out. But as far as Christmas, my big thing is our big 10-foot tree. We cut down a tree every year. That's my...
Oh, a live tree. Okay.
Yes, a live tree. Yeah. That's probably my favorite. I will not ever miss that portion of our holiday decor.
And does the family go with you to pick out the tree and cut it down? Oh, it's the whole Clark Criswell.
It's the whole. Yeah, we dig it out. You know, we drive back with the roots on the.
You should know I can quote that movie chapter and verse starting now. Look around you, Ellen. But I will not because we don't have that kind of time. So you do the whole Mary, everybody's frozen. They go out. Does the family like to do that?
They do.
Okay. And when do you do that? Like the weekend after Thanksgiving? Is there a certain time?
The day after. So we do Black Friday. We're not shoppers on Black Friday. We go get a Christmas tree.
Okay, great. So you sleep in, go get the tree, and then you come back, and then they're real excited for 15 minutes, and then they're done.
Yes, and then it's me, of course.
And do you like decorating the tree? It sounds like you do like to decorate the tree.
I do, for the most part. I'd say the lights could just go away. But yes, no, I do like it.
So for me, we had a big 12-foot fake tree because I'm allergic to trees. Two trees everywhere. Same with you. I love to do it. And for anybody listening where you're like, well, I used to like to, but I don't anymore. And I don't know what the disconnect is. I finally figured out my disconnect is that my parents got divorced when I was 35. And all the ornaments that go on my tree had been given to me. Like I got like 3 to 5 ornaments every year of my life. So all the ornaments on our tree were from my childhood. And it reminded me of what I had lost. And then my father passed away. It's like, my father's not here. My parents are divorced. And there's this huge rift in our family. And so decorating the tree actually made me depressed. So it might not be you, Jessica, but there may be a lot of people that are just going like, oh. And here's the thing about the holidays. From now until the end of the year, you don't realize how much of what you're doing is being frustrated because the in-laws didn't show up at dinner and it ruined your whole Thanksgiving. That is the thing. There are a couple of things that are just triggering you between now to the end of the year. They're just stealing all of your joy. And if we could just like analytically look at them before we're in the holidays, then we'd be like, oh, okay. So Jessica, what would it be like if half the amount of lights were on your tree this year?
Well, everyone does a squint test.
What is the squint test?
When it all looks like one big white ball when they squint. So there's any missing spots. Yeah. No, I think I've actually started. Yeah, this is my family.
And if they see any missing spots, how do those spots get filled in?
Well, they get filled in with another string, or we move a string and kind of redistribute. I've gradually over the last 2 years been applying fewer lights. Because our strings die, you know, they go out, they're flickering, and we're not using that. I'm not going to have that headache. So, and I don't replace them. So I just kind of stretch them a little bit more. But yes, definitely fewer lights would be a possibility.
But will you like it? Because I love a tree that looks like it's basically on fire.
Yes. I there's going to be a point where I can't take any more lights off. And I think we're pretty close to it because again, there's too many dark spaces. I need my ornaments to be lit up behind and, you know, that's the whole point of it.
So talking through this, I had to talk through this with myself. So I've had this conversation with myself. It's very interesting when you have it with yourself, just like we're having it like in real life. And so then for me, I realized that for me, I could decorate my entire house in 4 hours, including the tree. Now I don't have a real tree. So including the tree. And it probably is a certain amount of hours for you to light and do the ornaments on the tree. Maybe it's 2 hours. This year, I want you to actually time yourself.
Okay.
And then I want you to put it on your calendar. Like we get the tree. Do you do the ornaments the Friday you get home or do you do them on Saturday?
We do them the next day because the lights are like, that's a whole project in itself.
And you probably get up Saturday morning. You're like, oh my gosh, the lights day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, totally. See, I mean, I know. So do you like coffee?
Oh, yes.
You like Christmas music?
Oh, yeah. That's on. Fire's going in the fireplace. Fire's going in the fireplace. Like, ambiance is important.
Yep. First thing of the day, we're lighting the tree. Because then everything after that is a bonus. Whereas if you do like, okay, I'm going to light the tree, but I'm going to do this, then this, and you get to the tree around noon, like you're dreading the first half of the day. And then it's 2 o'clock, the tree's lit. Like, no, like first thing, you make the coffee, the tree's lit by like 10 a.m. or whatever it is. And you're like, great, I've got the whole day to enjoy all this. So eat your frog first, like get the tree lit first and then go from there. Now, what I encourage you to do now, not later, but now, is when you're having family dinner, say to your girl, oh, you know, I was getting ready to go to the store. What do you want to make sure that we have for Thanksgiving? And they will list things. And since it is your family that usually has Thanksgiving, you probably have this one pretty much nailed down, I would say. But they like to cook and you like a little bit of magic. You might say, what's one new dish that we could have this year? And then that'll add some magic in and they'll get to cook and it'll be some fun. And then also Christmas. So it's so interesting. We like certain foods at Thanksgiving and certain foods at Christmas. Talk about Christmas now. Because when you're at the store, you might see something. And the supply chain thing is a real thing still, people. By the way, go get your turkey now. I've known about the turkey shortage for a couple of months. And my husband bypassed one last week. And I'm like, why'd you do that? He's like, well, I'm like, I'm telling you, the prices are not coming down and there aren't enough turkeys for everyone in America. And so finally yesterday he goes, I think I should get the turkey. I'm like, do you think you should get the turkey? You should get the turkey. Yes. If you see candy canes now, if you see cute like hot chocolate things now, if you see a cute gingerbread now, buy it. Like it's not going to go bad between now and Christmas. No. So just buy those things. So that will be fun for the food. What other decorating do you do?
So we do the banister going up our stairs and we do our fireplace.
Pretty easy.
Those are probably the two main. Yeah, they're pretty easy. And I usually have the same decorations every year. They're kind of still stuck together so I can just put them on pretty quick. Other than that, you know, we might put some little knick-knacky things out here and there, but nothing crazy overwhelming. I think the biggest thing that we do, we decorate the kids' rooms. I usually go
fun
and surprise them when they're at school. Like I'll go in the morning and I'll decorate it. And because I get some really cheap ones from like the dollar store and things, I will do a new theme each year in the rooms. And not to mention they typically destroy whatever is that I bought because they're not organized.
How fun. What a great idea. Like somebody's like writing that down is a great idea. And this is why I love these things because you can hear what other people are doing. Do you have like wherever you store your holiday decorations, do you have holiday decorations that are stored down there that you just never put it up anymore?
We went through that last year, actually. We got rid of them.
You got rid of them?
We did.
So didn't you feel guilty?
I did a little. Oh, yeah. In fact, there's one thing I didn't. I have this big I don't know what they're called. They're not precious moments, but they're the little bears. I can't think what they're called, but I have an entire set of them.
Boyd's
and I
mean, bears. Like,
yes, that's what they are. Boyd's bears. I have the Christmas train. I have everything. They have two big tubs full of them and I can't get rid of them,
and that's okay.
I don't want them.
It's so hard to get rid of this stuff because there's so many memories associated with it. I got rid of them and I felt so stressed out about the past stuff I'd had from the holidays that I went down the next year to put up the holiday decorations and they weren't there because I had donated them and I'd forgotten. I was like, yay, they're gone. I'd forgotten that I even donated them. Like at some point you'll be ready to get rid of the Boyd's bears or you won't. You can sell them on Craigslist or consign them or just keep them away. Do either of the girls love the bears?
No, this is before their time. I've had them so long.
Well, yeah, I'm... See how I knew it was a Boyd's bear? Like, I know, Jessica, I know.
It's just not so good, but
I like to freshen up our holiday decorations. In the last couple of years, I've been buying things. But the key is to get rid of the old and just to realize, like, your family will recognize a banister and they will recognize what's on the fireplace and they will recognize the tree. But beyond that, most family members, all the other decorating we're doing, they're really not noticing any of that. So you can pare back the decorating if you want, but if you like it, then you should keep doing it. And this is the theme I'm going to keep going back to. Because notice we have yet to hear Jessica say anything that anybody else in the family is actually doing. She's doing all of it. So if you're the one doing all of it, you should like all of it. And then if the family wants to do some of this, like, for example, do you do outdoor lighting?
We do icicle lights and a couple blow-ups, but like that's it.
So we do it if my husband puts it up. And if he doesn't, I don't care. And we've gotten to like December 23rd and he's been talking about it every day since Thanksgiving. And I'm just like, whatever. Because again, it used to be, I'd be like, hey, get that up there. Get that up there. We got to get the outline. So you have to be comfortable with, we're either going to have outdoor lighting or we're not, because I'm not doing it and I really don't care. So you can put it up or not put it up. Same exact thing with, are the in-laws coming for dessert or not coming for dessert? Just decide if he puts it up, awesome. If he doesn't, okay, fine, whatever. It's not your department. So you hold it very loosely and you say, oh, great, looks so awesome if it's up. And then you don't say anything if it's not. And this reduces so much of our stress because we're no longer thinking like, oh, it's on my checklist, but and I don't want to check it off because it's on your list and you haven't done it. And then you start this holiday argument over icicle lights that nobody cares about, right?
Right. So I love that.
Yes. Okay. I want to touch on two more things. I love how you mentioned that you decorate the girls' bedrooms while they're at school. Oh my gosh, that is so fun. Are there any other things like that that you've wanted to do or have been on your list or you've done in the past that you would love to find time to do again? Some surprise or maybe like we went to Mannheim Steamroller a couple of years ago. Like we'd always wanted to do that. So we did that or some activity.
Yeah. So every year, I do a scavenger hunt for Thanksgiving and it leads them to the clues that they have to basically put the letters together to figure out what the surprise trip is going to be before Christmas. So last year we went to Gatlinburg and we went to North Carolina, which we just drove through the mountains and rode the Polar Express train. So we did that whole thing. And it's just like a long weekend, like four nights or something. But I like to do those things. And we always try to do something fun. Like this year we have something planned here in town. We're going to see Cirque du Soleil here. And they don't know about that yet, but that might be the one thing that we do. We haven't decided because we might do something big after Christmas. I don't know. But it's like always something. But I do scavenger hunts for everything. We do that for Easter. That's like,
oh my gosh, so fun. You're so creative.
It's just kind of my thing with those. They like to hunt. They like the clues. They get a kick out of it. We do it around the town. Even I've taken them. We've done
any hidden clues around town.
Well, no. So they have to find the clues. Like I will write them out with the clues. Like we went to Frankenmuth, which is like a little Bavarian place near me. And they had to figure out which each clue was talking about. We had to go to that location and we either.
And you'd pull out another one.
Yeah. Oh, we'd either eat there or do whatever the activity was or whatever it was. We'll just do stuff.
Oh my goodness. That is so much fun. And if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. Planning that takes a lot of time and executing that takes a lot of time, but I promise you there are a whole bunch of things that you're doing between now and the end of the year that you think that you have to do that you've always done year after year after year that you can eliminate. And then you could decorate your kids' rooms or you could plan an overnight away or you could plan a scavenger hunt or something like this. So I love that you have these fun things. And Jessica, when you were saying at Christmas, I said, who's going to be there at Christmas? And you said, no one. And I said, your family. Because it does feel like I come from a really, really big family. Like my mom and dad were high school sweethearts. So their families were so integrated that I was so blessed that when I had holidays, like my mom and dad's families actually celebrated together. So when the divorce happened, my whole entire extended family broke apart instead of just like my family that were already kind of in silos like that.
Yeah.
And so I've had to really focus on, we have two kids also, like these four people at the holidays is our holiday. Whereas I was used to like dozens of people and all the chaos and the noise and not a lot of gifts, but just so much laughter and merriment. And now there's more gifts, but there's not as much laughter and merriment. And what I love about what you shared, and a lot of people may be thinking, how do I post COVID you know, we've had some small holidays. Some people are now opting to keep the small holiday, or they like parts of that or not parts of that, or people have passed. There's just a lot of reasons why you end up in smaller families. There's a lot of ways to make the fun, but it's not going to spontaneously happen. Like, you're a spontaneous person, but that scavenger hunt and that trip is not spontaneously going to happen. Getting all the things and decorating your girls' rooms is not spontaneously going to happen. And the time needed to do that is not spontaneously going to appear. So it seems like you're already a pretty proactive person.
Yeah, I guess now that we talk through it, it does seem more so than I realized.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, I'm not organized. Like, can you reframe that now? Like, you're a pretty holiday organized person.
Yeah, I guess I do. I feel like I do a lot, but I'm probably not necessarily organized when I do it. I might do it last minute and I get a little cranky. My husband will tell you I get cranky around the holidays because I'm trying to get it all done because I haven't planned in advance, maybe enough. But again, that's Clark Griswold. I want so much to happen. Right.
What have I not mentioned that you're like, oh, she doesn't know I also hand make 300 cards and send them out? Or like, that one of them?
No, it's not. But I do tend to I like to make a lot of the Christmas gifts, or I tend to do different things like that for family. Like a couple years ago when my sister was married, I did put photographs on different wood pieces and just different crafty gift ideas. I mean, we did a quilt for my grandma one year, I get the idea late in the game and then I do it and I complete it, but I might be up all night for days and just, yeah.
And do you like it? Like, do you like it because you like the end result of being able to give that gift that you wanted to get?
I like that. But getting to that end result doesn't make anyone in my house happy.
So, if you're thinking between now and Christmas, have you already picked out what you're giving to everyone that you're creating?
No.
And if you were to start now, do you have the right energy to do it? Because sometimes that rush, like your body and you're so used to doing that, like getting the idea last minute and the adrenaline of the idea, getting you through to the completion of it, even if it's not the way your family wants it or possibly the way you want it. What if this year, as you notice that happening, you drop one of those gifts?
Yeah, that might.
They don't know they're getting it.
Right, they don't. And that's kind of a reminder I get from my family here a lot, that they would never know the difference. But I do.
Right. And you know about the Sunday basket. So, yes. Jessica, you take that idea and you can bring the Sunday basket and then you can do it next summer. So you know that you have it. Like, it's not like that idea for that person is time sensitive. It could happen the next year and you could do it the next summer. But you do get something from that. Like, there must be something that you internally are getting. Like, you feel like, and by the way, I'm just a stay-at-home mom and a teacher. Like, I'm not a psychologist or anything. So don't anybody take this like a doctor is speaking. But just from my experience, whenever I really press into why am I doing that, it's almost like I feel like I have to put a certain amount of effort and time and sacrifice into whatever I'm giving in order for it to be worth something I could have paid cash for.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I almost feel like it depends on the person. Like, for my grandmother, it's like she has to get something made from us. Like, I made a tray for, cause she sits in her chair, and I made her a tray to eat her meals on that had all of her photos on it. And, you know, that was a huge project. It just depends on the person. Now, maybe my sisters would not normally get something that was handmade cause they're happy with a gift card.
But, right. Right.
It's something like that. I don't know.
And it's just kind of like, it might not be this year or even next year, but like, we kind of talked through the whole thing about dessert at Thanksgiving. And I talked about my issue with the tree. So because you're still going to do it this year, but this year you're going to do it and you're going to be thinking, why am I doing this? Why am I adding this on? Why does it have to be at this level? Like, whatever you make, the picture is in your head about what it's going to look like at the end. The recipient doesn't know what picture was in your head or the Pinterest that you saw that inspired this thing. So if it's covered in photos, they probably would have been happy with 6 photos that they could just see, you know, because they don't see the end picture of what you're making. And I'm the queen of overcomplicating things and overwhelming myself in order. Yeah. And just pausing and going, okay, is there an easier way to do this? Is there a simpler way for me to do this and get the same amount of love? You know, really you're conveying, I love you and I'm investing my time in a gift for you as much as our dollars. And you want that love to be passed on through that physical thing. But is there a way for less of your time to go through that right. physical gift?
Yes. Yes. It's mm-hmm. definitely worth thinking about.
mm-hmm. So Jessica, now that we have proactively talked through and planned your holidays, how are you feeling about the last couple months of the year?
I'm excited because I feel like there's still a few things that I can probably change my mindset on, first of all, and not get so worked up over, because they really are no big deal. Just little hiccups along the way, and it makes no difference, truly, just like the pie and the in-laws and things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think you made a great point with the gifts and making them. Mm-hmm. I know what I want, and I need to get over that and know that they don't know what I was, you know, making them, and mm-hmm. what I've given them is just as great as what I envisioned in their eyes. So,
yeah. And I find at the holidays, I become the Grinch because mm-hmm. the picture of what I'm creating in my head doesn't match the family that's actually staring back at me. So I'm like, yeah. no, you're supposed to be grateful. And they're like, Mom, you're the best. And these are the best blah, blah, blahs ever. And I can't believe that you sacrificed for us to make the, like, and yes. they're not, they're like, yes. eh, it's all right. And off they go. And you're like, oh, that's
right. Yes.
And I started to realize, because when I started to organize 365, when I was 40, I was depressed. I was overweight. I was negative. I was at the worst place in my life. And my husband just said to me, as I was getting ready this morning, I think he brought up politics or something. I'm like, he goes, you are always positive. He's like, I do not know how you did it. He said, but you have become a 100% positive person all the time. It annoys him because he's not, but he doesn't normally encourage me by, you know, edifying me in that way. And he was like, it's unbelievable. He's like, I can't even think of the last time you were negative. And so I just leave you with this part of our presentation. It's a choice. How you react to things is a choice. What you put on yourself is a choice. Your expectations of others is a choice. Your expectations of yourself is a choice. And you should love yourself more. And you should love those around you more. Like, be grateful that you have this dysfunctional family that you get to spend the holidays with, because not everybody has a dysfunctional family, and they're all so dysfunctional yes. family to celebrate the holidays with. And instead of mourning what we have lost, which is fine to take some time to do that, but embrace what is today and the gift that is today and the person you are today and the person you're becoming and the humans around you, as flawed as they are, they're spending their holidays with you too. And the more you can realize that when you get triggered by that family member or that event or this thing not going the way you thought it would go, just pause for a moment and say, how important is this in the grand scheme of things? And for the holidays, we tend to like all be like 12-year-old kids on the holidays. And we just want the holidays to be exactly like they were when we were 12 and our parents were in charge. And now we realize we are the parents that are in charge. And why isn't anybody doing the holidays for me? Somebody do the holidays for me. And let some of that go and embrace new traditions. Like, I love your ideas, Jessica, with your family. And I'm like, yes, I would love to plan something fun or an overnight with my family. Like, I'm going to start looking into, we got a grandbaby, so we're not going overnight, but some fun things that we can do in December to bring my young adult children back together with Greg and I. You have more control than you think, and you're creating some of the stress for yourself, and no one even notices you're doing it. So bless and release that.
Yes, I love it. That is awesome.